Hello, radio friends. Welcome to a Back to the Bible radio broadcast, an outreach ministry of the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church. My name is Pastor Philip Youngblood, and we want to thank you for tuning in today, and we pray that the broadcast is a blessing to you as you listen.
Good afternoon, radio friends. Just want to remind everyone that we've got the Passion Play coming up here at the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church, and it's going to be the 7th, 8th, and the 9th of April, beginning every night at 6 o'clock. On Friday night, we've got the Edwards family coming to be with us for special singing, and then we'll go right into the Passion Play. Saturday night, it's going to be Middle Cross, and then on Sunday night, the Justice family. At this time, we've got Middle Cross up. They're going to be singing Little Branch. Hoping to be a blessing to you as you listen.
Lord, I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. I'm just a little branch on a mighty tree. When I need rain, you let it rain on me. I'm just a little branch.
Amen. All right, that's Middle Cross. Amen. Little branch on a mighty big tree. What a blessing. Amen. We've got now Brother Shane Gunner. He filled in for me while I was sick, and we appreciate Brother Shane. This is evangelist Shane Gunner coming to us now, preaching by way of live recording from the Hoopers Creek Baptist Church.
Mark chapter 2. I just want to read the first 12 verses. Probably very familiar text. The Bible says, and again, he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, no, not so much as about the door. And he preached the word unto them. And they come unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of four. And when they could not come nigh unto him for the press, they uncovered the roof where he was, and when they had broken it up, they let down the bed wherein the sick of the palsy lay. When Jesus saw their faith, he said unto the sick of the palsy, Son, thy sins be forgiven thee. But there were certain of the scribes sitting there and reasoning in their hearts, Why doth this man thus speak blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only? And immediately when Jesus perceived in his spirit that they so reasoned within themselves, he said unto them, Why reason ye these things in your hearts? Whether is it easier to say to the sick of the palsy, Thy sins be forgiven thee, or to say, Arise and take up thy bed and walk? But that ye may know that the Son of Man hath power on earth to forgive sins, he saith to the sick of the palsy, I say unto thee, Arise, and take up thy bed, and go thy way into thine house. Verse 12, And immediately he arose, took up the bed, and went forth before them all, insomuch that they were all amazed, and glorified God, saying, We never saw it on this fashion. So here's the thought that we want to share with you, with the Holy Ghost being our helper and guide, and it is a question. What's standing in your way? It is a question that would apply to any and all of us. If you're lost here this morning, what's standing in your way from being born again and becoming a child of God? For those of us who have been to Calvary and washed in the blood and our names written in the Lamb's Book of Life, what's standing in our way from that deeper and that closer and that fuller walk in relationship with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ? Number one, I want you to consider the condition. Look in verse number 3. The Bible says, And they came unto him, bringing one sick of the palsy, which was born of 4. The condition is palsy. This man is palsied. That means quite simply that he's paralyzed. In other words, this man can't do anything to help himself. He's helpless. He's hopeless. He is being, in him being paralyzed, he has to be reliant and dependent upon others to help him in everything he does. It is a picture of every lost sinner that we're helpless and hopeless. We can't do nothing to save ourselves. Somebody say amen. It is a divine work of the Holy Spirit coupled with the Word of God that Jesus died and shed his blood, became our sacrifice, rose again, that salvation might be imparted to all who would call upon his name. Now, it's interesting right here. This gentleman that we're introduced to that's palsied, he's paralyzed, and he's helpless and he's hopeless. But somebody got a burden for this man in his condition. Somebody cared. Now, watch this, y'all. Somebody chose to get involved. Somebody or all of these 4 had heard or witnessed Christ, and they knew that if they could just somehow get him to the feet of Jesus, the healer, the great physician, the miracle worker, the way maker, that Jesus could do something that he couldn't do for himself, nor could they do for him. Now, my mind, the Holy Ghost just paints pictures in my little old mind. Look at your Bible. Bible says, And again he entered into Capernaum. Aren't you glad I was sitting around here just basking in the presence of the Lord, rejoicing with y'all? And I thought, my goodness, aren't we glad? Aren't we thankful this morning that again and again and again and again he chooses to manifest his presence and power when we gather? And again he entered into Capernaum after some days, and it was noised that he was in the house. Well, it ought to be noise that he's in the house, amen. And straightway many were gathered together, insomuch that there was no room to receive them, not so much as about the door, and he preached the word unto them. My little mind, I can say, Brother Eddie, I can see as these 4 men, they got a burden, they decided they're going to get involved. We got to do what we need to do, no matter what it takes, no matter how hard it seems. No matter how much the devil whispers and tells us we can't, We got to do everything we can to get him to Jesus. And I can imagine as they made their way to that house, wherever that palsied man lived, and they knocked, maybe they went and knocked on the door, and somebody came to the door. Now, I don't know if the man was married. It'd be just speculation, and I don't want to speculate, but if he was married, but certainly he must have had some family or somebody in that house that cared enough for him because he's paralyzed. Can you imagine as they knocked on the door? Maybe they knew, those men knew him, maybe they didn't. But they said, is so-and-so here? Because the Bible don't name him. The Bible just says he's palsied, he's paralyzed. Well, yeah, he's back there where he always is. Amen. Well, we've come to get him. You've done what? We've come to get him. What do you mean you've come to get him? Well, we come to get him. We're going to take him somewhere. We're going to take him. We're going to take him. Well, hallelujah. We're going to take him to one that can help him. H-E-P, help him. Well, okay. Can you see him? They go back there, and there he is. Now, youngins, listen. He's paralyzed. He's palsied. He can't get up on his own strength. He has no way to do that. And as they come, they say, oh, so-and-so, we've come to get you. You've come to get me? Yep, we're taking you somewhere. Where are you taking me? I imagine they'd just been, he'd been tickled dead just to go outside and get some fresh air. Well, we're taking you to a man named Jesus. Yeah, we've heard he's preaching. And if we can get him, get you to him, he can do something about your condition. And I imagine maybe for the first time, well, hallelujah, in this man's life, a little bit of hope began to spring up inside. It welled up inside his heart. And he can't do nothing, so he's dependent on these men. And those men pick up, I don't know, youngins, the Bible says bed, and you can look that up and study that out, get you in a concordance, whatever it was, they had to have something. In good old mountain language, they had to have something to tote him on. We understand that, don't we? And everybody had to get a corner. Now watch this, at first, when they first picked him up, Brother Eddie, he probably wasn't that heavy. But with every step that they got closer, they got a little bit more tired and grew a little bit more weary. Because I don't know how far they had to carry him. But I bet you if any of us picked up a grown man and carried him out there to where I parked my truck in the parking lot, by the time we got to the truck, I'd probably be a little tired. Now here's the thing right here, okay? Hit me, Lord. They've got a burden. They chose to get involved and they cared. But there's going to be some obstacles. Always. There will always be, when I finish this message this morning, and if you purpose in your heart and mind, the Holy Ghost brings somebody to your mind that you have a burden for, and maybe you've been praying for a long time, or maybe God just put somebody on your heart, and you purpose in your heart and mind that you're going to choose to get involved, that you're going to do something about that burden that God's give you for whoever that is. You need to know this, there will be some obstacles. That's his condition. Well, look at verse 2. Here's the first obstacle. There's a crowd. Look here. And straightway many were gathered together in so much that there was no room to receive them. No, not so much as about the door. However far that was, when they get there, imagine, Jesus is preaching, he's in the house, and there's so many people gathered up that they can't get in. Now, don't you know that'd be discouraging? And ain't that just the way the devil does things? Imagine they had him, they give out, they're warning, they're carrying him, and they get there, and they're flowing out, amen, out the doors and the windows, whatever. They can't get through. Listen, they couldn't have pushed through, pressed through, made their way through forcefully if they'd wanted to. It's like they've hit this obstacle and they can't go through it. Now, what are they going to do? Because there's a crowd. There'll always be a crowd out there. The world's what the world is.
Thank you for tuning in to another Back to the Bible radio broadcast. We would like to invite you to come out and be a part of our church. We are located at 71 Hoopers Creek Church Road. That's in Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. If you'd like to write us, our mailing address is P.O. Box 1856, Fletcher, North Carolina, 28732. Also, check us out on the World Wide Web at hooperscreekbaptist.com
or download our church app where you can get the verse of the day and enjoy some great preaching and singing from our choir. Have a great day. Tune in tomorrow for another Back to the Bible radio broadcast.